The Missouri Department of Transportation will be making driving surface improvements on Route BB in Shannon County. Flaggers and pilot cars will be in place to guide the traffic. That section of roads located between Route J and Route 17 near Winona. Weather permitting, work will take place Wednesday, May the 1st through Thursday, May the 2nd from 7:30 to 4:30. Seal coats are a pavement repair process that's used by MoDOT on roads with lower traffic volumes to maximize available resources and extend the life of the roadway. The National Weather Service in Springfield has made an official call regarding upcoming changes to the weather within the Ozarks. Multiple periods of heavy rain expected, potential for severe storms present today through Monday. Hazards possible throughout the entirety of the storm chain include large hail, damaging wind, the potential of tornadoes, major focus being on Sunday. In addition, with all the rainfall expected over the next few days, flash flooding remains a concern. In a story just being released to ECNN, a Mountain View police officer located a black Mercedes-Benz on April 14th. The suspect driving that vehicle, identified as Jason McDaniel, according to arresting officers, fled due to a previous warrant, this one involving a nationwide felony extradition for forgery and first-degree tampering of a motor vehicle. He can add one felony charge of resisting arrest and interfering with the arrest for a felony. Missouri State Highway Patrol, the Howell County Sheriff's Office, the Mountain View PD were all in hot pursuit of McDaniel, which reached speeds of 125 miles per hour. But McDaniel was put to a stop when stop sticks were deployed on an unknown stretch of road near Willow Springs, damaging the tires on that Mercedes, leading to his capture. A female passenger was also taken into custody at this time, but was released. A Salesville man pleads guilty to first-degree murder. This past Thursday, 21-year-old Baxter Stowers pled guilty to the charge of first-degree murder against 41-year-old Jeremy Wayne Allman of Salesville in early October 2020. At the time, Stowers was 17, 2 days short of his 18th birthday. Stowers was also charged with aggravated residential burglary and criminal use of a prohibited weapon. There were a number of logistical reasons for why the plea was taken in Marion County Circuit Court. Stowers was remanded to the custody of the Baxter County Sheriff's Department. After the plea was entered, Judge Gordon Webb, currently retired from the bench, remanded Stowers into the custody of the Baxter County Sheriff's Office. Judge Webb is handling the case on assignment by the Arkansas Supreme Court. In a follow-up to a story you heard first here on ECNN, an arrest has been made following alleged threats made at Calico Rock High School. Izzard County Sheriff Charlie Melton says a juvenile has been arrested and is facing charges in connection with the incident following the investigation. Since the person is a juvenile, their names or the charges will not be released to the public. A Salem man who pled guilty to failure to return his rental car put on probation. And now that probation has been revoked. Last Monday, 43-year-old Randall Lee Poole appeared in Baxter County Court. In early March, a petition to revoke the probation in his Baxter County case was filed, which states that Poole violated the terms of his probation by possessing drugs and drug paraphernalia in Izzard County. And in Arkansas, the 14th Judicial District Prosecuting Attorney's Office hosting an event at the Baxter County Fairgrounds tomorrow from 2 to 4, celebrating the 5th Annual Crime Victim Rights Week. The event's part of a nationwide effort to bring awareness to victims' rights as April 21st and 27th is National Crime Victims Rights Week. Agencies that provide options, services, and hope for crime survivors will be present and each host a booth with activities and information about how their agency assists the community. Governor Parson and Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey addressed new legislation to combat human trafficking throughout the state. They discussed that legislation to strengthen the state's human trafficking task force, proposing an additional $1 million in funding. The state Senate is currently debating it.